Well, I hold nothing against the Byrne family, first and foremost. Their case was a very tragic event, and losing the family members and others in that tragedy so many years ago. In relation to MEP Jim Higgins, you know, I'm not fazed by petty threats, Craig. What I said in Dáil Éireann was based on the facts and nothing else. You know, Mr. Higgins, is the best defence he can make is bringing up an old argument with my father, who's now a fairly elderly man. That's his best defence. It's poor. Can I just say in relation to that case that my father, the dealings, and very well of what dealings he had in relation to that case, I wouldn't do anything different to what he'd done at that stage. He brought a file for the British to the Minister of Justice, and he wasn't going to investigate the case. He left the authorities. You know, to bring up an issue like that and to try and drag my father into it, that's a poor...
Well, on to more current events, I suppose. Did you lead, or did you, do you still believe that the Byrne family were led up the garden path by Jim Higgins?
I believe that Jim Higgins has made comments in the past whereby he said that others got compensation, the Byrne family got none, and they should have got compensation. The Ombudsman clearly stated in her report that no compensation was forthcoming in that scheme, nor any of those applicants that got the tonnage or capacity of fish in that scheme can ever realise compensation or monies from that. That was very clear from the report, so Jim Higgins was definitely wrong in that regard.
But the Byrne family were very clear in stating, Danny Byrne stated that they knew what was going on here and that obviously they had worked with Jim Higgins, but there is no way that they would be allowed to be misled by him, or allow themselves to be misled by him.
Well, as I know it, the Byrne family hadn't even... they didn't qualify the scheme, first and foremost. They hadn't put an application in time for the scheme. But either way, they didn't qualify for the scheme, so they couldn't have realised anything from the scheme anyway. But the Ombudsman's report was very clear that nobody could get compensation from the scheme. It wasn't a scheme about compensation. It was a scheme to put families who were still fishing, who had lost a vessel, put them back in the fishing industry by giving them the capacity to fish.
Finally, do you believe you've been damaged by this? By the comments you made last week?
Not one bit. If I had to go back onto the aisle and read the facts that were in front of me last week, I don't believe I'd do anything different this week.